Okay, well, thank y'all for being here. This is an exciting day for us, an exciting day for the city, and an exciting day for these young players that we welcome to the Houston Texans. We've had a plan that that we have had in place for several years, and we've known where we wanted to go, and you can't always go there when you want to go there. Players have to be available. You have to have the opportunity. And fortunately, this year, we were able to experience that situation. And I want to congratulate Rick. He did a heck of a job in working with the agents for these players to get them down here, and Bill, and talking with all of the players that on our team as to what their feelings were and who they would like to see, and our players get engaged in this too. You know, they like you guys, and they want you to be here. So that's an important step. But we're executing the plan, and as you hear Coach say every day, and Rick, and you've heard me from time to time, and Cal, you know, we just want to get better every day. And so certainly this is a day when we got a lot better, and we added some components that are going to be very productive for our team, and we're excited, and we've got the draft coming up shortly, and we'll be bringing in a few other young athletes there. And so it's a wonderful opportunity, and we just think that we've got the best young men around, and they're going to represent the city well, and represent the Texans and everything that they do. So we're delighted with that. We're going to let you talk to them, but we've got Jeff Allen, who's a guard, and Tony Bergen, who's a center and a guard, and, of course, Lamar Miller, who's a running back, and, of course, Brock Osweiler, who is a quarterback. So we're delighted, gentlemen, to have you with us, and I'd like to ask Rick, and then we'll ask Coach to make a few comments. Rick?
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. And I guess I would echo a lot of the sentiments that were just you know, spoken by Mr. McNair. First of all, I have to really publicly thank Bob McNair for the resources that he allows. He talked about our program and our plan. And part of that plan is to have an organization that is consistently competing every year. And I think if you look back over the last five or so years, I think we've had some measure of success. We've had a winning season four out of the last 5 years, and had a few division championships, but we haven't taken the next step. And we really believe that this class of free agents gives us an opportunity to do that, and it certainly is not possible without the support that we get from ownership, from both he and Cal, and I just want to publicly thank you for that, because it does give Bill and myself the ability, and these coaches and our scouts and our football team. And I tell these guys, I wear a lot of hats and do a lot of things as general manager, but every decision that we make collectively is geared around one goal, and that's to win. And the ability to do that is afforded by the resources that we have. And we're excited about this group. We're excited about all these young men. It's a really nice collaborative effort by our staff. It's a lot of hard work that goes into free agency from a scouting perspective, and involving the coaches and our football administration people. Chris Olson, I want to give special acknowledgement to. He does a great job, he and Kevin Kukovic. So a lot of people did a lot of work in this effort, and I do think our football team's better. I'm excited for our organization, for our city, and for our team, and looking forward to watching these men get into our group and work. So with that, yep. Bill, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, I there's not much left to say. You know, I echo those sentiments, obviously, what Rick said about thanking Mr. McNair for giving us the opportunity to make these moves. I think it's an exciting time for our team, you know. And I think one thing that's important to note is kind of what Rick alluded to, is it's a process. You know, we finish the season, we evaluate our own team, and we determine from that together what we think our team needs moving forward. And these four guys here definitely fill some needs, in our opinion, and make us a better team. The one thing I'd just like to say about these four guys is Rick and myself, our scouts, our coaches, you know, we've done a lot of research on these guys, and I told these guys personally, you know, I couldn't find anybody out there that said anything bad about them. You know, these guys are all known as good teammates, hardworking guys that not only obviously are good football players, but good guys. And I think we have a locker room full of those guys, and I think they're going to welcome these guys with open arms. And I would just say that now we're just ready to go to work, you know, get to work. We got a draft coming up in a little bit here, and then OTA start, off-season program, and we're looking forward to getting to work.
We'll open it up for questions now. If you can please raise your hands, we can pass you a mic.
This is for Bill and Rick. The qualities that you guys saw in Brock Osweiler, what are some of the things that you identified in him that made him your choice as you guys pursued him and made this investment in him?
Well, we you know, basically, like I said, we evaluate the team. We determine what we think we can do to make the team better, and then we kind of work separately. And then we come together and we make a collective decision. And one of the things that I thought we did a good job of, and I thank Rick for this, is we went into a room for a couple days and we watched. We watched a lot of film together. We watched Brock, and we feel there's a lot of things about Brock. I'm not going to get into all the details about what we see, but this guy is a good quarterback. He's got command at the line of scrimmage. He stands in the pocket. He doesn't look at the rush. He's standing in the pocket, and he's delivering the ball down the field. He played well in some big games this past year in Denver, and we're very, very glad to have him as our quarterback.
Yeah, I would echo that. I think the way I described it to Mr. McNair, he checks all the boxes, Aaron. What you look for in a quarterback, whether you're talking about physical characteristics or traits or mental things that you look for at the position, or toughness or competitiveness or, you know, human characteristics, this guy, he checks the boxes, and we're excited about having him here and him being our quarterback.
Bill and Rick, the impact of these four signings, what does that do looking forward to your draft board and how the versatility that y'all now can look at your draft board? I know it's volatile at this point in time.
Yeah, and if you know anything about the way we draft, we try to always evaluate the draft class independently of need, right? And so that's what we will do, and we'll continue to use that philosophy and utilize that philosophy. But obviously we had a need at the quarterback position. And as I mentioned earlier about the level of success that we've been able to have over the last few years, we haven't had consistent play at the quarterback position. We haven't had consistency at the quarterback position. And we really feel like the move to add Brock gives us that stability, and hopefully that will allow us to advance a little bit further than what we've done before. But having him, having the running back position solidified, having those places on the offensive line solidified, really gives us an opportunity to stick to our guns in terms of how we philosophically approach the draft. And we will take the best player at the time that we're on the clock, and hopefully those players will come in and add to our football team.
Rick, a lot of people really happy about yesterday, thinking this is maybe one of the biggest, if not the biggest day, offseason day in Texans history. Where's it rank for you now in 10 years?
Yeah, I would have to tell you that there was a lot of stuff happening yesterday. It was absolutely, for me, it was the busiest day and the most rewarding day. I mean, this is a big deal, obviously. We made a significant investment just when we're talking about Brock. And, to be able to do that, to be able to come to terms and have a guy who every time he touches the football can score in Lamar Miller, and obviously we are very, very familiar with that from his time against us this last fall. And then we lost a couple guys, right? So we lost a couple of guys to free agency, and that was disappointing. But to be able to go out and we really feel good about the way that this young man plays football. I think you will like the way Mr. Allen plays interior offensive line. He's a gritty, nasty, tough guy, and I think that element will be good for our football team and the versatility that both guys have. Tony played center this year. He's played guard. He's played tackle. So very, very exciting day for me. I think we were able to, obviously, like I said, solidify the most important position in football, add a dynamic playmaker, and then help our offensive line.
For Bill, you guys had the joint practices with Denver in 2014. How long has it been that you kind of maybe mentally targeted Brock Osweiler in your mind?
Yeah, we've we study all these guys, Mike. You know what I mean? We look at all these guys. We watch their tape during the year. We watch their preseason tape. I think being out there in Denver a couple of years ago, that's where we first met. And you could tell at that point, even though, you know, that was only a year, I think, into his career, that you could tell that this guy had command of their offense. And he was, you know, playing behind a pretty good guy at that time, and he was learning from him. And then when you threw the tape on from this year, you know, to me it was impressive. He played in some very tough football games, some very meaningful football games during the year. And, you know, like I said, it was impressive some of the things he did in those games. And it's not easy to be a starting quarterback in this league. In fact, it's one of the most difficult things in sports to do, and I think we got the right guy here.
Bob, you said yesterday that Rick said he was going to get him, and he did. When did they first talk to you about Osweiler? And did they tell you it was going to cost a lot of money? Kind of talk about the timeline as far as when you first learned they were serious.
Well, number one, we said we were going to get a quarterback. And Rick said, I'm going to get you a quarterback. And, you know, regardless as to where he might come from, we're going to get you a quarterback. So originally, we didn't know whether Brock would be available. Because, you know, up until the date of free agency, he could have signed a contract and not be available. So we really didn't know, but we were still looking at him and, you know, hoping that he would be available. And we had a fair idea as to what the cost would be, but, you know, as with anything, if there's more than one person that wants it, it's probably going to cost you more. And they wanted him in Denver. And Rick hung in there, and the price kept going up. And I think they finally figured out we weren't going away. And we were prepared to do whatever it took to go ahead and get the deal consummated. And so we were able to do that, and I'm real pleased that we were.
Sort of touching on that aggression, saying, you know, especially Rick, that you identified this need for a quarterback when so many teams still left now, kind of scrambling with that same need. I guess, again, just to kind of elaborate on when that really touched on how aggressive you might be, and then to follow up for that, Bill, I know it's been a long process, but maybe a game in particular that sticks out for you with Brock that really impressed you this season.
Well, just in our evaluation process, Bill talked about, you know, our process as we work through the offseason. Initially, you have to evaluate your football team, figure out, you know, where your strengths and weaknesses are and where you think your needs are. And so we went through that process. We evaluated the free agency group. And then as we started to delve into the draft, I'm obviously a lot more down the road in draft prep than Bill is, but Bill has started to work on the draft, and so we have a general idea of what's available there. We've done our work in free agency, and then as we sat down and talked about all that stuff, we you know, obviously you want to look at all the players that are available, and that's when we, you know, and I really enjoyed what Bill talked about earlier. We got in the room and we put the tape on. And we just watched film, and it was pretty clear that we both came out of that room feeling like if Brock was available, he was a guy that we both felt very, very strongly that he could come in and be our quarterback. And so therein lies the origin of the aggression when we both decided that coming out of that room that if this guy's available, you know, then we're going to try to take our shot, and he was, and we did.
This question is for Rick.
There was a follow-up question there, but I forgot it. So. You know, we watched all his snaps from the time he's been in the league to where we are today. So I wouldn't say that there was one game that stood out. It was just some things that, you know, you've been doing this for a while. You've been coaching that position for a while. You see some things on tape that stand out to you that you've seen before that are good. And those things stood out to me. And like I said, that's why we're glad to have him here. And we're just really looking forward to getting to work. We talked about that with all four of these guys today. Like, we really can't wait till April 18th when the whole team's sitting in this room and we get all the cameras out of here and everybody's out of here, and now it's just us and the team, and we're moving forward to to work, and we got a few things left before that, the draft and things, but we're excited about where we're headed.
Let's take two more. We have a lot to get through today.
Rick, from a speed element, how much do you feel like Lamar could be an explosive threat for you guys? And also follow up on, I wanted to ask about Brian Hoyer and his status going forward. A lot of talk about potential trade scenarios when you do add a new starting quarterback.
Yeah, I guess I'll start with the latter question. You know, I think it's pretty apparent you need a couple quarterbacks in this league, okay? And so Brian obviously played a lot of football for us, understands our system and our scheme and our team, and is a valuable member of our team. And as it relates to Lamar, the one thing you can't coach is speed, right? So the guy, again, and I don't want to just say that that's all he offers and all he brings to the table. This guy is a, he's a complete running back. And he's going to – I probably should let Bill talk a little bit more about how we use him, but I just think that he has a skill set that will allow our creative coaches to utilize him in a way that hopefully is, a threat to defenses.
Yeah, we kind of witnessed it firsthand this year. So, we feel good about Lamar being on board here and some of the things that he can do, what he brings to our locker room, number one. Like I said, what we've heard about him as a person, as a guy, and then obviously his skill set. We're looking forward to working with him.
Let me add this. When I saw Lamar a little while ago, see, I didn't immediately recognize him because I'm so used to looking at his back. That's all I saw in Miami.
He just fired up our defense, Lamar, so they'll be ready for you in training camp.
First, Rick, can you talk about, you mentioned that it's a process, what happened yesterday. I think a lot of times fans don't have any idea what goes into making all those things happen in one day. Can you talk about that? And then, Bill, can you talk about how this frees your offensive staff up to be a little more, to open up and be more creative because you know what you have going into camp?
Yeah, sure. Without boring everybody, I mean, there are elements to negotiations in terms of valuing. And so that's the work that Chris Olsen and Kevin Kukovic do. So we have prepared, our work for how we think contracts ought to be structured, how they ought to be valued. And so it's just a process of going back and forth with the agents that represent, and all these guys had fantastic agents and had fantastic representation. And so all the negotiations were very, very professional and actually enjoyable. And so, there are a lot of moving parts. You've got multiple deals that are happening, and you've got guys that are agreeing with other teams. And so then you've got to get involved in other negotiations. And so it's a little bit of the New York Stock Exchange yesterday, but it all worked out well. And again, we're just excited to have these four gentlemen here on our team.
What was the? It was something that had to do with creativity.
Yeah, you know what you have going in offensively. You up offensively, your offensive staff to be able to open up and really get something.
You know, we're upstairs right now. What we do is in the morning we kind of work on some free agency before free agency started film wise, and then we work on the draft. With Rick's crew, and then in the afternoons we work on the playbook. So this all just happened today. So we'll look. It's a process. You start with eventually you're going to have 90 guys sitting in this room. You start with the off-season program, which is three phases, eventually ending with a mandatory mini camp where at that point in time you have maybe an idea about your team and the skill set of your players and how they fit, but not really because you can't wear pads, And then we get to training camp, and we get a little bit better idea every day on how we see our team and what some of these guys can do. But we're excited. We're excited about having these guys here and just, like I said, looking forward to getting to work.